This is Brannon House Live. Whether the issue is law, science, economics, history, family, social issues, education, religion, government, or national security, Brannon brings the issues of the day into clear focus through the lens of a Judeo-Christian worldview. And now, here is your host, Brannon House.
Good evening and welcome to Brannon House Live. I am Brannon House on Lindell TV and frankspeech.com. Joining me tonight is Dr. Judy Mikovits. She's the author of the best-selling book, Plague of Corruption. It was published by Simon & Schuster, if I remember correctly. No, it wasn't self-published. Not that there's anything wrong with doing that. But a major publisher published her book. And it was endorsed by many people, including scientists. And she put out the book before the COVID crisis really got underway. And she predicted many of the things that are now unfolding in the United States and America. And yet when I first interviewed her, I think it was May 7th, 2020. When I first interviewed her, I would receive not many, but a few. And by the way, I was doing this on 58 terrestrial AM FM radio stations. Young people ask me, what's terrestrial radio? AM and FM. They still ask me, what's AM and FM radio? They would be shocked at an 8-track tape, wouldn't they, my older friends? They're shocked at a cassette tape, for Pete's sake. Logan, you just saw cassette tape for the first time a couple years ago, didn't you, buddy? Yeah, he's like, what is that? That's a cassette tape. You should have seen the look on his face when I showed him an 8-track. Remember we used to have those 8-track tapes? But anyway, for those who don't know what terrestrial radio is, that's AM and FM. And so I'm on about 58 of those a day with the VCY America Radio Network. And when I had her in May 7th, I think it was, 2020 on my show on those 58 stations, I got a few emails from people saying, why are you interviewing her? She's crazy. She's a nut. Really? Because pretty much everything she predicted in her books and on radio interviews and TV interviews, it's what we're in the middle of right now. Her name is Dr. Judy Mikovits, and she joins us tonight. Dr. Judy, welcome to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Nice to be here, Brannon. Thank you for having me again.
Well, tell me, when did Plague of Corruption come out? What was the date that book came out?
Plague of Corruption published April 14th, 2020, and sold out April 15th, 2020. The movie Plandemic, the first 22-minute some odd video, came out May 4th, 2020, and it was supposed to be a promotional video for this book, for Plague of Corruption. So how did we know this book was completed actually in the early fall of 2019?
Okay, that's very important.
Correct.
And I know that to be true because when you work with big publishers, Simon & Schuster was your publisher, right?
Correct. So Skyhorse, Simon & Schuster.
And your co-author is an attorney, right?
Correct. Kent Heck and Lively.
So he went through everything to make sure every I was dotted, every T was crossed and protecting you,
and that
the publisher.
Was true for our first book called Plague, which published November 18th, 2014, and 2017 in paperback, where in the paperback version, I put a new front material from me, which basically said, oh yeah, Tony Fauci planned it all. Because when we wrote Plague in 2014, Ken Heckenlively and I started writing it right after I got out of jail at the end of November in 2011. So this isn't some fly-by-night. Tony Fauci hasn't said one word about all three books. And last week, Ending Plague came out, same publisher. And this time, Dr. Frank Rossetti speaks for the first time. And Ending Plague subtitle, the title of Frank Rossetti's book, is called A Scholar's Obligation in an Age of Corruption.
Okay, so you're saying your latest book is called Ending Plague?
Right, A Scholar's Obligation in an Age of Corruption.
And that's your book?
It's all three of ours. Frank Rossetti.
Okay, all three of you.
And Tekken Lively, Judy Mikovits. And then in August of 2020, the case against the mask in the legal and scientific. So here now for 11 to a decade, we've been writing thousands of pages of fact, not my belief, data. Every word I say in these books, we say in these books, is supported by a legal claim or a scientific proof, either a presentation, a peer-reviewed publication, or the actual words right from Tony Fauci, criminals like Ian Lipkin, Ralph Baric, John Coffin, Harold Varmus, Nobel laureate, who was head of the NIH in 1999 when they started the xenotransplantation program. So not one of them has said anything other than I'm crazy and, oh, didn't we make that whole mouse virus thing go away in 2011 when we jailed her? No, because God has a sense of humor.
And let me just go back real quick, because I, first of all, let me ask you, who published Plague? Who published Plague?
All of them. Skyhorse, Simon Schuster.
So all your books?
Correct.
Simon Schuster, for those of you who don't know, is a huge publisher, okay? But let me just go back, because I had my first book published in 1993. When you work with a publisher and you turn in the manuscript, and generally there's a date upon which the manuscript is to be completed and turned in, they set these publishing dates months out. So you have to turn it in time for it to be edited, content edited, grammatically edited, page layout, all of that. Get it in line, get the blue lines made. Usually the author will get a blue line copy back. Correct. And then they can go through it one more time, and then they're going to burn plates and they're going to start printing.
Correct.
So she says that the book Plague of Corruption, you actually finished writing it in the fall of 2019.
Yeah, it was completed before October 1st. And it was really completed by Kent and me the summer of 2019 and given to Skyhorse. And from that book, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. wrote the foreword. So it was the foreword that wasn't quite completed in the fall when I wrote Bobby an email and said, because I was concerned, because we tell the story in Ending Plague of when the government actually got the electronic version of Plague of Corruption. And that was in the summer of 2019. So did they have time to make a little plandemic? So I was getting concerned. So I emailed Bobby Kennedy, RFK Jr. And I knew that the reason why the book was held up was because he wasn't finished with the foreword. And I just wrote him a simple email that said, how can I help? And he said, there's something missing. And I said, Bobby, I know you're busy, but I added a chapter after he saw the book. And the chapter I added, the end of the book was supposed to say, the way forward. That's like, you could see, that's the end of the book. Then I added chapter 12 when it got a little captured there and I got worried. And it said, one more story I should probably tell. So when I told Mickey Willis, and the story is in Ending Plague, when I told Mickey Willis, the filmmaker of Plandemic, back in the summer of 19, and we talked all the way through, his friend introduced me in early April of 19. The book was almost finished. And his friend, Dr. Laurie, said, Judy, there's no dead man's trigger in that book. You'll get killed if you publish that. So she did. She explained to me, she and Mickey explained to me what a dead man's trigger was. So I called up Kent and said, Kent, there's one more story I have to tell you. So all the way in late September, early October of 2019, I wrote RFK Jr. and said, I know you're busy. And he drafted the foreword. I'd seen it. And he said, there's something missing. And I said, just read the last chapter. 3 days later, he called me up and said, oh my God, congratulations, you have no idea. And I said, don't congratulate me. Call, you know, Ken Heckenlively wrote it. He literally hung up, and 5 minutes later, Ken Heckenlively called back and said, ah, he gets it. And then 2 weeks later, we had that 34-page foreword that was the crimes, the criminal activities by the pharmaceutical companies, by Fauci, by the people involved. I had no idea Bobby Kennedy was working on the legal cases. I was only working as an expert witness on a Gardasil criminal cases in the Gardasil vaccine injury cases. We have a whole chapter in this book about the corruption in so-called vaccine court.
34-page forward.
Pages. Because he got it. He got, I mean, he's a brilliant, you know.
What did he think was missing?
Well, what was missing was the last chapter. And so what I said to him in a PS of that email, because he had written back his children a defense that fall, and because they were calling him anti-vaxxers, his nephews, his nieces, his family.
I remember that.
We're calling him anti-vaxxers. And he wrote an article in Children's Health Defense, and he wrote, and he quoted William Thompson, the criminal from the CDC who covered up the MMR injury in blacks, Hispanics, people of color, because of a certain compromised immune system that in fact would lead them to have antibody dependent and pathogenic priming from COVID shots.
So and by the way, let me just make sure our audience understands, there was a 10-year cover-up. They knew the measles, mumps, rubella shot for over 10 years, they knew would cause autism in boys, but particularly a high level of it in black boys, correct?
Correct. And Hispanic and Native American, people of color, because of their immune systems, the virus doesn't know. Well, he had been working on his book, The Real Anthony Fauci and Lawsuits. And I didn't know this. We you know, we're acquaintances and we work together on cases. But, you know, I'm pretty well just the scientist and he's pretty well just the attorney. But at any rate, so I said, P.S., it's time you stop quoting the criminals and start quoting the heroes. Brian Hooker, Dr. Suzanne Humphreys, Luc Montagnier, Jeff Bradstreet, who died, who was murdered, Timothy Cunningham, who was murdered in 2019, the CDC doctor who knew the flu shot in 17-18 was killing people. He was murdered in 18. So I said, quote the heroes.
Can you stop right there and tell me the names of the people you just said were murdered in what year?
Well, Jeff Bradstreet, James Jeffrey Bradstreet was murdered in 2016. Dr. Timothy Cunningham, PhD, who worked for the CDC, was murdered in 2018 for daring to suggest that there was a problem with the flu shots that year. And that was the year.
What year was that?
2017 and 18 flu season. And that was the year, recall, and you can look up, that was the year when the CDC said there was that dry cough and everybody was getting this horrible cough and influenza flu season, but it wasn't influenza. And the flu shot was 10% efficacious. And yet this the news media and the TV said, get it anyway. And the compromised were dying. And what people don't realize is every flu shot carries a whole bunch of coronaviruses and every other kind of virus. So, I mean, dozens of retroviruses. So the chapter in Plague of Corruption is called The Dead Doctors, What is Real? And it's chapter 3 of Plague of Corruption. So we had all these stories in a book that, remember, was finished in the summer of 2019. So, and I presented it, The Truth About Cancer, which is the start of my part of the second half of the book of my perspective. And at The Truth About Cancer, Ty and Charlene Bollinger at Anaheim, October 12th of 2019. 2019, October 12th, the book originally, Plague of Corruption, was supposed to publish November 5th. how interesting that event 201 was held, November 5th. So here I'm sitting on this book, knowing.
And by the way, remind our audience, the 201 event was an event sponsored by who, and it predicted basically what was about to happen with coronavirus. Who sponsored
right.
that?
It was the Johns Hopkins, the Gates Foundation, and other notables sponsored in the media. And they practiced, can we convince the public that a common cold virus, and again, you'll see all of this at plandemicseries.com, the second plandemic indoctrination, which came out August 18th of 2020. So how did we know? The reason why it's called a plandemic is because you practiced the pandemic. You practice. Could we scare people into putting on deadly masks? Could we scare people? Could we isolate them at home? Could we get away with this? You know, where we go, we're in this together. No, we're not in this together. The most susceptible are dead now. And the next wave is the people who were either mandated or scared into getting a deadly shot, which is a synthetic virus. It's not a vaccine. And David Martin said it right there, plandemicseries.com, indoctrination. And he did an interview, Dr. David Martin, who was the star of Indoctrination, did an interview on September 16th. At freedomplatform.tv with Brian Rose /Martin. And he talked about 20 years of crimes committed by Fauci, Moderna, the patents on the shot. This wasn't some grand, just in a year, we got a new shot, first time ever, warp speed. They'd been practicing and experimenting on people. Can we release the deadly virus? Can we create a virus that's a combination of the three deadliest plandemics of my lifetime? HIV, XMRV, the mouse contagious cancer-causing viruses, and SARS. Can we aerosolize it so people breathe it on you or cough it on you? Well, the fact of the matter is, in our first book, Plague, Chapter 5 and Chapter 8, we showed you that, in fact, the government had an invitation-only meeting, July 22nd, 2009. Oh my God, you mean all those sequences we saw in the 80s were real? You mean sequences like SARS-CoV-2 that never were a human infection, that never were a virus that transmitted from people to people, or now Delta, Mu, you name it, the variant? Sequences are not viruses, and you don't detect them by PCR, and we've known that all along. SARS-CoV-2 is a monkey virus manufactured in the Vero monkey kidney cell lines that was published in that 2005 paper I just texted you, where in fact we knew hydroxychloroquine was not only a preventative, but a therapy. So there it is. It's prophylactics. It's vaccine. Oh, so you've got your booster shot and your vaccine, folks. If you had any symptoms and you took 2 hydroxychloroquine a couple days in a row until you were symptom free, you're only possibly transmitting anything if you're sick. Healthy people aren't carriers. A sequence is not a virus and not a disease, especially not an envelope virus. It was always injected in the flu vaccines. It was always, you crippled the immune systems of the healthy with the mask. Why can't I wear a silver mask on an airplane? Oh, because silver is antimicrobial and antiviral. So I actually won't spread the contagious cancer-causing viruses, HIV and Ebola, that I was exposed to and have sequences. I don't make particles and I'm not sick. Oh my God, we can't afford to protect the lab workers. So go watch Melinda Gates laugh in the in the plandemic, in the event 201. Oh, let's give it to all the healthcare workers first. They deserve it. Yeah, we gave our lives putting ourselves at risk, and we deserve to be murdered first, like all the victims who were already injured by your deadly contaminated vaccines. That's what this book showed. The blood supply was contaminated since the 80s with mouse contagious cancer-causing viruses and autism and neuroimmune diseases. Autism. So why are these people being inoculated? The blacks, the military, they're the ones who have already been injured. That's what Timothy Cunningham knew. That's what the January 2020 paper by Greg Wolf, a very large retrospective study in the military of the vaccine in the 2017 and 18 flu season, that said if you got that shot, you were 36% more likely to be diagnosed with COVID. Because COVID isn't a disease, it's a group of symptoms. And SARS-CoV-2 never had once, not one study was shown that SARS-CoV-2 transmitted person to person and had anything to do with an infectious transmissible virus. It was a monkey virus grown in the laboratories and shipped through the laboratories around the world for decades, just like the 2014 Ebola that killed 21,000 Liberians in a Bill Gates vaccine program. Those Liberians just didn't forget one day how to cook their bat soup. They were inoculated with a contagious transmissible Ebola virus. And it was stopped by the use of hydroxychloroquine. And everybody can remember Dr. Kent Brantley and Tony Fauci standing next to then President Obama. And we wrote it in this book, in a book about called for life in the biblical sense. Go find the book, Called for Life in the Biblical Sense, Kent and Amber Brantley. He's the doctor that went over there, gave his life to try to save the Liberians, or almost had to give his life. And a smart doctor who headed up the group when he got exposed, and it was clear this virus wasn't transmitting through blood and body fluids. We were being lied to, like Tony Fauci lied to us, you know, in HIV AIDS, how it spreads, how it really spread through the world. That's the big lie. It doesn't escape. It doesn't release into the air. You take a tiny little vial with 2 million cells that you've got bat viruses in of every kind. We've got the Delta, Sigma, Mu, you name the Phi, Beta, whatever. We got the variants. And they're all in there, and they've all been in there. And we wrote the patent in 2010 for detection of variants of the mouse viruses. Oh, who owns that patent now? And who owns the patent in the criminal PCR test? Oh, Abbott Labs. Oh, didn't they do all this in HIV AIDS? So the only way we end plague is go back. So the good news about this book is it says, where's AIDS, folks? Tens of millions of people are infected with HIV. They don't have AIDS, do they? You know, look at pre-exposure prophylaxis on TV. Keep your copy number low. Keep it dormant. The presence of a virus is not the infectious and transmissible. Never has been. Tony Fauci, Harold Varmus, Ian Lipkin, all the people in the news that covered this up. The plandemic, the cover-up, is the murder of at least 25 million Americans who Fauci et al. And the NIH for more than 40 years had a contaminated blood supply and contaminated vaccines with all kinds of animal viruses, mouse, monkey, pig, cow, Borrelia, Babesia. Lyme doesn't come from a tick alone. It's injected in every vaccine. So what our book showed them, what plague of corruption, why it was so heavily censored, and plandemic, why they just say, oh, she's insane. Yeah, I might well be insane. Huh? But the fact of the matter is, I'm still right. And not one word of data has been said about our data. Nobody will debate me and say, you know, LAV, lymphadenopathy virus, was what Luc Montagnier isolated in 1982 and published. And we confirmed it in 1983, right there in the National Cancer Institute. That's not HIV. That was a Gallo-Fauci fraud. They played their little game in the tissue culture again and created their little no-see-ums of infectious molecular clones in the 90s. That's not, nobody knew what people have. But the fact of the matter is, what was associated with AIDS, the retrovirus, lymphadenopathy virus, the lentivirus, a slow-growing virus, was isolated from everyone with the disease at the time. So it was causative in 1983, 4, 5. By 92, when I defended my PhD thesis, which said you don't have to get AIDS if you don't express the virus, if you keep it latent, it doesn't matter how many sequences you have in you, if you stay healthy. So it doesn't matter how many Delta variants, Gamma variants, or anything else you have in you, if you keep your immune system strong. So all the mechanisms that we shared in the second half of our second of Ending Plague, I hope it's our last book, it's our latest book, and it just came out last week. If people will wake up and never again get another shot, we'll never see COVID 2021, no variant. We can all take back our republic. We can all take back our freedom. We've got to stop the mandates. We've got
Let me ask you some rapid fire questions.
Sure.
And see if I can get some rapid shorter fire answers.
Okay, you got it.
But that was all fascinating. Did you ever put a, because I've been taking notes while you were talking.
Right.
Did you ever put a kill switch in Plague of Corruption?
Yes, it's the last chapter. It's the So what the kill switch is for them, not me, it's the protection. I'm wearing my little vest and I'll hit the detonate button, is we have all the samples. They thought they made us throw them away like William Thompson. That's why I asked Bobby Kennedy to read the last chapter that I added after he wrote the draft of the foreword and saw the book.
Okay, so this in layman terms.
Uh-huh.
What you're saying is you have all the evidence.
Correct.
And the evidence is?
I can pull every sequence and prove to you everything we said about the HIVs, the XMRBs, 40 years of contaminated cell line.
So you have all the evidence you could drag into court to put all these people on trial.
Correct.
That's obviously in a very safe place and duplicated, right?
It's in lots of safe places. It's been there since, the minute. So when Ken Heckenlively, my attorney, started writing the book, after they let me out of jail, most of this book was 5 days in jail of a perfectly innocent woman while they destroy her career. Well, after they let me out of jail and forced me to go and appear in another courtroom, which was a staged event to say I turned myself in. No, I didn't. I was threatened there under risk of you'll kill me again. I didn't turn myself in. I did absolutely nothing. And we prove that in every movie, Plandemic, every book, everything. There is no, I did. So it's not rapid fire. But at the end of the day, we had the evidence. We weren't William Thompson, who had a data burning party with the CDC to cover up the crimes. That's why they're cremating everyone in 2020. So you don't know the evidence. I'll show you the sequences and I'll show you how long they've been there too. And I'll show you it's the Delta Mu variant and that SAR. I'll show you every word I just said, what COVID-19 really was and SARS-CoV-2, the monkey virus composite of HIV, XMRV, and SARS.
So when I interviewed you and started interviewing you on radio and TV May 7th, 2020, we talked about this being injected, not infected. It doesn't mean that someone can't catch it from someone else, but it started out from injections, correct?
Correct. It started
from tainted vaccines.
Correct. And a tainted blood supply.
Okay. So you said earlier, because again, I was taking notes while you were talking, the government at some point got a hold of a digital copy of your book, Plague of Corruption, before it came out, right?
Yeah, I emailed it to a longtime colleague, and the story's told in Ending Plague. And I got back the strangest response in about 30 seconds. And it's like, oh, no, because I emailed it to his NIH address. But we know for a fact the response we got was not from him. So and it basically said, well, congratulations on your next attempt, but we're doing great jobs with vaccines, and I believe in them very much. Yeah, it doesn't sound like my man, and he's in the book. I won't describe, this wonderful, amazing scientist, Dr. Oppenheim.
So Jeff Bradstreet, you believe murdered. Timothy Cunningham, you believe murdered. How did they die?
They supposedly killed themselves. suicided. The same way Bruce Ivins was suicided and blamed for the anthrax release at 911, which had nothing to do with that doctor. We knew him, and this was released from Fort Detrick, and some, just like they tried to blame me. They tried to suicide me, that scientist at sea. That's the first chapter after Bobby Kennedy's foreword, was when I escaped on my boat 10 days before they arrested me, while they were fabricating their crime and retracting the paper. I'm hiding in the harbor, you know, as my house was surrounded in the middle of the night, a la, you know, Simone Gold, Roger Stone, you name it. They surround your house in the middle of the night. That was 9 days before I was arrested. We caught them, and that was the day I should have died. But, for, you know, as I like to say, God had a sense of humor. So we got.
Tell me what your thoughts are with this 900-page report now coming out. I'm sure you know about it. It was breaking all over the place yesterday. That appears to prove that Fauci lied before Congress and was heavily involved in this Wuhan, funding this Wuhan laboratory in China. Will you comment on this?
Absolutely. I commented on it to the Epoch Times. I showed in fact, it's interesting. If you go back and watch Joshua Phillips do the Epoch Times, it was April 8th it was actually aired, but we did this in late February of 2020 in New York City. It's funny because I have flip-flops and we do a little B-roll in the film and it's freezing. And I have flip-flops because I live in California and I wear flip-flops. So all of this was right there. 2004 paper, 2005 paper. We know Dr. David Martin, the decades long, the Fauci dossier in his crimes. He doesn't have to admit it, just like with the samples and just like with the evidence. We caught them red-handed. So the only thing they were going to do is destroy the evidence. If you cremate somebody, you can't tell which virus killed them. Well, the military cloned the deadly influenza strain that came from people who died from the Spanish flu, cloned it in 2004, paper by a guy named Reed from the military. Oh, I got that paper, 2004. Okay, what's been in our flu vaccines? Only the deadliest influenza, along with a few retroviruses and coronaviruses. And there you have the perfect storm.
So now we see, and you text me this while I was talking to Mike Lindell a while ago. Yeah. You text me, they're now pushing the idea of your vaccine is two pills, then a booster shot every 3 weeks. Is this what's coming?
Oh, that's me pushing it. And so your vaccine is hydroxychloroquine. That's okay. Why I said called for life. So take two pills on 2 days if you're symptomatic, and take your booster shot every 21 days because that's the half-life of hydroxychloroquine, and you're immune.
Wait a minute. When you say, I should make sure the audience understands, you're not talking about the booster or the vaccine, quote, vaccine. You're saying take two HCQ pills, right?
H2 hydroxychloroquine. Here, it's right in my drawer. And then when somebody asks you if you're vaccinated, yep, I'm good. Because that is, by Tony Fauci's own admonition, a vaccine. Not only for the common cold, a coronavirus. That's what that paper shows you.
You quoted him as saying, so HCQ functions as both a cure and a vaccine. That is coming from Fauci. When did he say that? 2005?
2005 Journal of Virology paper.
So HCQ functions as both a cure and a vaccine. So the guy in charge of all this, if you say you've been vaccinated, you could legally say yes, according to the guy that's they're all listening to.
Correct. And you've had your booster. You need no other inoculations ever again.
What if someone is watching tonight and we just found out a friend of ours today is got double pneumonia, bacteria pneumonia. Sadly, didn't reach out to us because we would have suggested ivermectin, HCQ, zinc, other things. We would have put her in touch with Dr. Zelenko. I had Dr. Zelenko personally calling someone who I don't know because people reach out to me, say I got a friend or relative that's not, you know, is in bad, bad shape, and I'll try and help. But I can't do that for everybody, nor can these guys work 24 hours, 7 days a week. But I've tried when I've had opportunities. And I don't know why I didn't find out about this in order to do that, but I didn't. And so this individual, this friend, was sick for a few days, maybe a week, and then has had to go to the hospital, double pneumonia, bacterial pneumonia, COVID. This person did not have the vaccine, as I understand my last conversation with her. So would she have just caught it just way you
would? Was she anywhere near the vaccinated?
Absolutely.
Was she wearing a mask?
No.
Okay. So she got
She would refuse to wear the mask.
So she got transmitted COVID from the hospital staff or some friends or some people who were around her that were vaccinated, spreads through the skin, transmits. It's a synthetic virus. It's not a vaccine. The jab is a synthetic virion, a synthetic lipid nanoparticle. And the reason why they call it pneumonia, proved to me she had bacteria. Why did they say that? Oh, because she had a fever of 102. Well, you break down that synthetic particle, was stabilized with polyethylene glycol with antifreeze, you've got 102 fever. A normal virus is 99. So they're calling it, and I can prove it. Do a PCR on her and show me only spike protein. And normally a PCR is the conserved region of a coronavirus that tells me it's a coronavirus. Then I'm looking for the spike protein, the envelope that tells me it's SARS-2 and not SARS-1. And so you could tell that from the envelope primer pair and that sequence. So do the PCR the right way. If it's from SARS-CoV-2, then you've got the guts of a coronavirus, the structural protein of a coronavirus. If it's from the vaccine, if it's synthetic COVID, if it's vaccine COVID she got, and they're calling it double pneumonia, because the fever is 102, because you've got antifreeze in that synthetic virus. It doesn't break down. So you can't break it down and you get sicker and sicker and the flame kills you more and more. You could tell the difference. But nobody's going to do that. I've been talking the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks on the air saying, hey, somebody want to make a fortune? Come on, folks. Where's the entrepreneurial spirit? Do the right diagnostic test. Now they won't even test. The CDC stopped May 4th. First, nope, we're not testing the vaccinated. Oh, because we're going to blame the unvaccinated. Oh, and you're not fully vaccinated. You're considered unvaccinated if you haven't gotten the second shot within 14 days.
That's right.
Oh, well, that means you're vaccinated, spreading the disease, because that's what we're doing. We're spreading the disease, not from people like me who haven't had a shot in decades, not since H hepatitis B.
And I have not had a shot in decades. I haven't even seen a doctor probably in a decade.
I have not had a shot in decades. I won't. And I got these viruses. I'm that lab worker where they said, oops. You mean we can't afford to retrofit our labs? So Tony Fauci knew July 22nd, 2009. Tony Fauci knew the lab workers were all getting sick. The hospital workers, the healthcare workers knew we were all seroconverting, testing positive for contagious cancer and neuroimmune disease, contagious Parkinson's, contagious Alzheimer's, contagious autism, contagious myalgic encephalomyelitis, contagious, coming from their laboratories and their shots. And what did they do for me? Oh, in COVID-19, ha, 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 Melinda Gates, let's just kill them all. They deserve it. And that's what, and they knew, 2009, they knew, and they did nothing.
So let me ask you this. If you have someone that's in this situation in the hospital, and I said to the family member, I would get them on I'd be asking the doctor about ivermectin, but someone that goes this long, this late, what is the solution for someone in that position?
Well, number one, get them out of the hospital because they're being exposed every day, because all those unfortunate, ignorant, willful, ignorant healthcare workers who are being paid, doctors and nurses, are spreading it every day. They are spreading the synthetic shot. So you've got to get out of the hospital. IV vitamin C, vitamin D, quercetin, ivermectin. Hydroxychloroquine is the better vaccine, prophylactic prevention strategy.
But how about ACQ with the zinc?
HCQ, that's hydroxychloroquine with the zinc. I do it at the same time as ivermectin, one day, one the next, but you also need IV vitamin C, Myers cocktail, you need minerals, you need magnesium, you need that zinc, you need IV, and you really need to get out of these corrupt places.
What about someone like me that's never been vaccinated? No one in my family's been vaccinated, but we're coming in contact with people that are. I had a service guy checking on the AC the other day. He's been a friend for 15 years. I found out he had it. He walked over and touched me on the arm. I literally went in and washed my arms up to my elbows and we're rinsing them off. And he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, you're shedding on me. He's like, what are you talking about? He had no clue what I was talking about. And then apparently someone with one of the liberal media outlets was watching my show last night when I mentioned this and then started making fun of the idea of shedding. And this is a conspiracy theory of the vaccinated shedding on people, and House is promoting this conspiracy theory. Is that a conspiracy theory or not?
No, you just don't call it shedding. Every year we know when we inject influenza viruses, they're live and attenuated. So you can't, those spread influenza. The measles, mumps, rubella spot spreads measles. The only polio in this country comes from shed polio vaccines grown in monkey kidney cells. So you can't say shedding because it's not a live virus. It's mRNA or it's gene therapy, but it is transmitted. It's smaller than a virus. So yes.
And how do they transmit it? By just simple touch?
Through the skin, through body, blood and body fluid, and through the same way. So that's why the vaccinated need to take off the mask, because then they'll only make themselves sick. They won't breathe it through there. They won't give it the wet environment. They won't give it the water droplets. They won't give it a life. So if they're not sick, they're not spreading it. But you did a good thing to wash your hands with soap and water. Do not use those toxic hand sanitizers. That alcohol only further compromises your skin and breaks through, just like the mask. So everything they told you to do, do the opposite.
So soap and water. Soap and water.
Yeah. And should you get sick from the vaccinated transmitting, you will have lifelong robust immunity. So your answers are the same as if it were SARS-CoV-2 that never was.
Remember? So if I had COVID, which I think I did, I got it February 10th, 2020, yeah. I believe, when a guy came into my studio. I spent 4 hours doing TV with him right here. And at the end of the day, he informed me he'd just gotten back from China. A few days later, I was sick as a dog for three weeks or more. I had side effects for several months I won't go into, but I'm pretty sure I had it. Do I have to worry about now being around the vaccinated?
Nope. Lifelong, robust, lasting immunity to any of the variants.
What about those watching tonight that are not sure if they've had it, but want to have some kind of precaution? I'm not a doctor. I don't give medical advice. But what is your opinion? What can people do as a preventative?
Hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, vitamin C, quercetin, vitamin D, sunshine. Don't ever wear a mask. Keep your immune system healthy.
What do you think about, I have a drink I take every day that I developed with an FDA-approved facility a few years ago. It is pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, red wine extract, bilberry extract, daily dose of vitamin C, and there's something else in there. I think it's loaded with antioxidants, antivirals. I've been taking that for years. What is your thoughts on those kind of things?
Fabulous prevention. So pine bark has some things in the bark, not the needles, that prevent binding to the ACE2 receptor. So they kick out the SARS component, what you might get here. So you have to think about all the components, but yes, that's a fabulous formulation.
And I developed that probably 5 or 6 years ago, long before all this happened. But I take that, I double dose that, my wife does. It also gives me quick boost of energy, natural energy. But I showed that to Dr. Eric Napute. You know Eric Napute?
Yes.
I showed that to him. I said, what do you think of this little supplement I developed several years ago? And he said the same thing you did, but I didn't want to say what he said till you said it on your own. He said, this for what's going on in this world right now, this is really a nice little supplement you got here.
Right. And that's what we show you in Ending Plague, in the second half of the book. It's, you know, it's all the things we did to stop the AIDS epidemic. We didn't stop the spread of HIV. In fact, HIV is you know, 6% now of our country, and it was 1 million Americans in 1992 at the height of the infection.
Well, they acted like if you went to a restaurant and drank out of a glass, or I think I remember them talking about Rock Hudson dying and supposedly getting rid of all of his utensils and plates and glasses. I mean, I remember in the 80s when I was in junior high school, I mean, it was like, you better look out. You get someone's blood or saliva on you, he's got it, you're toast.
Right. And that wasn't true. So that was the work. That's what we show you. So other scholars like Stephanie Seneff, Chris Shaw, Frank Schallenberger with ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is also, that'll break up that synthetic lipid nanoparticle. So all of the same people who were right there saying, wait a minute, they don't get AIDS. It doesn't matter how much HIV they have around. If they have this, their immune system stays healthy. So that's the value of our book, Ending Plague, because once everybody wakes up and realizes Tony Fauci's been doing this for 40 years, he's been doing it since HIV AIDS, along with Robert Gallo. You know, we all remember those victims, but we judge them and blame them for their bad behavior. So now our bad behavior is breathing the air and daring to say we're smart enough never to let Tony Fauci or anyone else stick a needle full of unknown fluid into our arms. And what people have to realize is not a single vaccine has been tested in a double-blind placebo-controlled study. Not a single. So that's what Tony Fauci, except hydroxychloroquine. You know, so, oh, except sermon, you know, the prophylactic strategies. So at what point, you know, what is a real vaccine? The inoculations are poison. You bypass your innate immune response, so you don't develop a normal response. So people were so afraid of me spitting on you, and never. I isolated HIV from the saliva of an AIDS patient. He was an AIDS patient. Did I ever isolate HIV from an asymptomatic carrier, somebody who was seropositive or tested positive for HIV? Nope. Did I ever isolate XMRV for somebody who had evidence of the infection and wasn't symptomatic? Nope. Because your body, your immune system, keeps it silent. That's its job. But you cannot, it's not the antibody response. You cannot bypass your innate immune response, your natural killer cells, your macrophages, your mast cells, your innate, your skin. You cannot inject something directly in the blood that your body would normally see as, you know, me talking to you. That's a booster shot. You know, in the movie Plandemic, they made fun of me. Oh, she's crazy. Because she said there were sequences in the soil and you'd get a natural booster. How do you get a booster for chickenpox? Oh, the grandparents take care of the children during a chickenpox party. How do we know the chickenpox virus vaccine doesn't work? Because the amount of shingles is exploding. That's wake up a latent virus. You need a booster. You need a natural booster. You need to be exposed to the sequences the way that God has you exposed to the various families of viruses. And we've so corrupted our medicine in this plague of 40-year plague of corruption.
So where's this going in the closing minutes? Let me get another group of fast questions and fast answers.
Right.
We're hearing reports tonight, one website, COVID cases 300% higher than a year ago. Summer of hope ends in gloom.
Stop the shot.
Pardon?
Stop the shot. Not another shot. Not another flu shot. Not another shot. That's where it's going. If you keep being fooled, if you don't use discernment, if you don't look with your own eyes and say, wait a minute, they started a mass vaccination program of the most vulnerable, the sickest in our society. Oh, you injected them with a deadly virus when they had no immune system. What do you do when you have no immune system, when you're a cancer patient? You don't inject a cancer patient with anything. It's insanity. And now I have doctors, they just killed our daughter-in-law. Literally, 41 years old, can't kill a a cancer patient faster.
Denied your daughter, your, are you talking about your daughter-in-law?
Yeah, my husband's oldest son's wife died 2 weeks ago. Oh, and they called it cancer. And they refused her the anti-cancer drug, the Nobel Prize-winning drug, ivermectin, which would have synergized with therapies and prevented her.
Are you saying ivermectin is also a drug to use to fight cancer?
Potent anti-tumor. Potent. Breast cancer, ovarian cancer, esophageal cancer. It's used as an adjuvant, a helper. And yet they denied her that helper. Denied over and over again. So this plague of corruption and calling me insane and stopping the conversation and stopping the censorship is costing lots of innocent people. And so the family thinks, oh, you know, the oncologist, I'm that bad Judy who spread those lies. Give her ivermectin, she would have been alive today. Give her cannabis, give her Chinese medicines, give her the formula you're taking. Didn't say don't give her the chemotherapy if you want to do it. Use an adjuvant. Use a helper so you can take away the toxicity, use less of a drug. Yeah, I sent 5 to 10 papers with the mechanisms and the pathways. I'm a molecular biologist, to the oncologist who lied to the husband, my stepson, who lied to him and said, oh yeah, Dr. Rossetti and I can't even use my name. So yeah, where this is all going is if people don't wake up and take care, you win if you never get another shot.
They're not going to stop doing this by and large. This is, we just had someone on from Australia. They're cracking down. You can't go in the grocery store. You can't go to a restaurant. They're denying you medical treatment if you don't have your COVID passport. So if this continues, how many millions upon millions are going to die in the next 12 months?
Yeah, millions upon millions. If you're just talking about the HIV and the XMRV, the vaccine injured, if you just talk about those blacks and the Hispanics, you just talk about the poorest, the medical racism. See the movie of March 10th, 2021 on childrenshealthdefense.org. Look at the medical racism, the inner city. You know, you're killing the blacks. You're killing the poorest who can't get clean food, who have to eat GMO, who have to take that job in order that jab. In order to do a job. That's what's wrong with this country. You can't force somebody to
do it. Is this a eugenics program? Is this a eugenics program? Is this Margaret Sanger taking out what she called the weeds, referring to people of color?
Absolutely. And that's what medical racism, the brilliant movie. I didn't have anything to do with it. I just, you know, that's all we do is stop the censorship. If people—
Do you think that, you think Fauci's had the vaccine, quote, vaccine?
Oh no, he got the saline. He even pointed to the wrong arm. Remember, this was a clinical trial. So you needed high, medium, and low doses of all the different shots. That's why this FDA approval, you don't want to get me started on that. You know, that's
but, so you're saying that Fauci, you think, got saline?
Oh, sure. We see.
What about George W? What about the video of President George W, President Obama? What did these guys get? Was that saline? Yeah.
I have no idea. I just watched the Fauci. You know, I've watched the Fauci video. You know, let me put in my syringe what they put in those children's syringe, what they put in our syringes. You know, this is the problem. Nobody knows. Before anybody, there's no approval of the Comirnaty vaccine. That's not BioNTech. The same formulation is not the same drug. That's why you have generics. The excipients matter. Show me what was in every shot. I'll show you 4 or 5 lot numbers on my phone. I'll show you the lot numbers that made people desperately ill and killed people from Pfizer, from Moderna, from, you know, you can't give somebody something else. You can't give them a booster until you tell them what was in the original shot. They were unwittingly used in an experiment when there was no emergency. Everything about it is—
How about this? What is this? I don't know the full name. This graphite that's— I've had Karen Kingston on several times, the former—
Correct. Graphene oxide.
What is it called?
Graphene oxide. So a detox—
That's a poison, right?
Correct. And it was in 100 vials of one lot that a Spanish medical group managed to get a hold of, carefully controlled the chain of custody of the 100 vials in that lot, and showed it was 97% graphene oxide, a poison.
How much of that is that in all the shots? Is that in all the vaccines?
We don't know. We need all the lots. We need full transparency of every single.
What will that alone do to you?
That alone is a toxic poison. That alone can kill you. You don't need the mRNA if you've got the synthetic lipid nanoparticle can kill you. That's a form of that is what killed so many people with the Gardasil injury, because you can't break it down. Your body can't break it down, and it goes in every cell of the body. So the previous most toxic shot was Gardasil, and that was fraud by the company Merck, and RFK Jr. was working on that legal case, and we were experts. We started working on that back in 2015. So we know the fraud, and we know the crimes. And all we need to do, every single person, don't get another shot. Wait. Don't go to the doctor.
How can people get the HCQ? I mean, if you get your doctor gives you a prescription, some of the pharmacists won't fulfill the prescription. How do you get HCQ?
Find another pharmacist who will. Use your money. Go to AmericanFrontlineDoctors.org. There are doctors who will. There are compound pharmacies who will. There are people who honor a scholar's obligation in an age of corruption. And that is to take the risk to protect the innocent. There are people who honor their jobs and aren't paid off. So we could do it. But every single person has to say, not again. Fool me once. While there is breath, there is life. We're done. No more shot.
And the book is called Plague, Plague of Corruption, and Ending Plague. All written in part by Dr. Judy Mekovich, available, I'm sure, at bookstores and Amazon.com. And do you have a couple websites or anything you want to promote, Dr. Judy?
Plaguethebook.com is our website, our only
Plaguethebook.com.
And then Books a Million sell at all major booksellers. Watch PlandemicSeries.com. Watch FreedomPlatform.tv/Martin from September of 2020 and /Willis. From August 19th of 2020. It's all out there, folks, and all you have to do is look at it, and you know this was a crime against humanity and murder. And all you need to do, think how simple it is to stop it. No, thank you. Not another shot.
And then when I interviewed you the first time, I think May 7th, 2020, people laughed and mocked. Some did. Most of our audience was super thankful. But now they're seeing the things you're warning about were true so many years ago. I want to have you back. We got to go without being so long between our visits again. We went too long, so we need to get you back. And next time, I don't know if you know anything about it. We won't get into it tonight, but I'd like to talk about the story of the polio vaccine and how the government found out it was tainted and was going to cause cancer in these kids. And I think there was someone down in Louisiana that knew about it, and the lady ended up being murdered or electrocuted and body blown open or something. Does that story ring a bell?
The story rings a bell, and RFK touches on it, the crimes in the polio vaccine in his forward in Plague of Corruption.
Yeah, let's talk about that next time, because this is not, I mean, that was back in the early, mid-60s.
Correct.
All right. Give the website again where they can get the book.
You can get it at all major booksellers, but our website is plaguethebook.com. So it's published by Skyhorse, Simon & Schuster. You can get them everywhere. They're heavily censored, so if you don't get them this week after this conversation, you probably won't be able to.
Wow. Plaguethebook.com.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dr. Judy.
Thanks, Brandon.